52. Caleb.
Ships? Caleb questioned over the squad comm, frowning as he looked to Max for an answer.
Vite's ships, no doubt, Max replied.
At least this time he didn't laugh.
Parabellum, Sheriff Duke said through the general comm. You need to clear the area. Delta, you need to drop ASAP.
Sheriff, we need to abort the mission, Isaac said. We have 20 minutes before the ships reach the atmosphere.
The package is due to arrive in 10. I'm not leaving without it. Delta, I want you on the ground. Parabellum, I want you out of the immediate area. We can't afford to lose our transportation.
Caleb had a feeling Isaac was going to continue the argument, but there was no time to argue. He hurried to the hold's smaller side hatch and hit the control pad to open it, the cold wind immediately beginning to buffet him.
Colonel, what are you doing? Isaac asked.
Sheriff Duke's right, Ike. We lose the interlink, we lose the war. We lose the parabellum, we lose our mobility. We need both. Follow your orders and get the hell out of here, Marine.
Yes, sir,
Isaac replied. Caleb glanced back at Max.
Are you ready?
Are you?
The intellect replied. Caleb leaned out of the hatch and looked down. He couldn't see the city past the clouds.
Are you sure the skin can handle this?
Max, if you're not sure the skin can handle this, you better call me now, Caleb said.
Like I showed you, Max replied. It'll be fun. Ha ha ha, ha ha ha.
Caleb took a deep breath.
Yeah, loads of fun.
Then he jumped. It wasn't the first time he had fallen from height. It wasn't even the first time he had leaped out of an aircraft at high speed. He had survived both prior efforts, but not without some injury and a good deal of pain, and that was with Ishek to put his body back together and speed up his healing. He wasn't looking forward to going through it again, and hopefully he wouldn't have to. Max had unlocked portions of the skin he never knew about, parts that hadn't been added to the Inari software that ran the Axon technology, but were there now. Wind whipped past Caleb, though he hardly felt it through the head-to-toe skin. He held his arms out, letting gravity pull him down and feeling a sense of freedom from the fall. A peacefulness and serenity he knew would end all too soon. He savored the moment until Max took him out of it.
We need to go faster, the intellect said.
Caleb turned his head to see Max tuck his arms at his sides and put his head down, shooting forward toward terminal velocity. Caleb did the same to follow, diving into the clouds. His vision was filled with pure white, the seconds ticking past. He reached 20 when he broke through the clouds, rushing headlong at the city below. He quickly found the space needle to the north and the interstate to the south, the positions of Alpha and Beta squads highlighted on his HUD.
Max, anything? Caleb asked.
Negation.
Something is down there, Caleb. It's blocking me from the collective.
Caleb didn't like the sound of that. Anything strong enough to keep he and Ishek off the collective promised to be a lot to handle on its own, never mind whatever backup was preventing Ishek from being able to sense it.
Keep trying, he said. Alpha, Beta, Ishek says there's something down there.
Can you be more specific? Nathan asked.
No, but I don't think it's anything we've seen before.
Fascinating, Nathan replied sarcastically.
Alpha, I'm pulling out, Isaac said. Heading east to the other side of the mountains.
Roger, Parabellum, Hayden said.
We'll meet you there.
Assuming we survive.
Watching the ground approach, Caleb ignored Ishek's pessimistic comment. 2,000 meters to go. They were angling toward the center of the city, but he wanted to do more to make a difference.
It would be nice if you could give me a location, Ish. It will hurt. Just do it.
The sudden pressure nearly caused Caleb to lose consciousness. He began to spin in the air, falling instead of diving, his body momentarily going limp.
Caleb,
Max said, noticing immediately. The pressure vanished almost as quickly as it had come, but a lingering burn spread across his body. He struggled and failed miserably to regain control of his limbs, tumbling off course across the sky.
Caleb!
Max shouted, watching the human tumble out of control across the sky. Caleb could hear the intellect, but he couldn't respond. His mouth was numb.
What the hell did you do to me, Ishek? It was a defense. I couldn't defeat it. I'm sorry.
Caleb's heart pounded, and he gritted his teeth, trying with everything he had to reacquire control of his body. The city was getting large below, and if he hit the ground at this speed, even the Advocate couldn't save him. But Max could. The intellect wrapped its arms around him, pulling him violently around to face him. He wrapped his arms around Caleb's arms and his ankles around Caleb's.
"Activate the skin," Max told him, "or we'll both be destroyed. Ha ha ha, ha ha."
Caleb froze for a moment, his mind still a few seconds behind. Then he squinted his eye, navigating the skin's menu to the new deployment. The top layers of nanocells along the skin began to reconfigure, forming into a thin film that stretched from the top of his wrists down to his ankles. The film caught the air and held it, the extra surface area suddenly slowing their fall.
"Good. Now pick a landing spot."
Caleb eyed the city below. No movement. No sign of the enemy. Nothing on his HUD. But something was down there. And thanks to Ishek, he realized he knew where.